Last November, Hillsborough County citizens voted in large numbers to continue to fund the county's land acquisitions program. But last week at a budget hearing, County Administrator Pat Bean said the only way to pay for the program would be by raising taxes. The commissioner said last week they didn't want to do that. That led to some complaints from local citizens, including a couple who voiced their opinion at today's county commission meeting. Pat Clouston lives in Lithia.
Are you suggesting raising the communications tax to fund ELAP? We've been paying for ELAP for 20 years and suddenly need a tax increase. Are there any other programs funded by bonds that will require a tax increase? Why not list those too? Why pick on ELAP alone? We voted for it. We'll pay for it. If you're successful with the transportation referendum in 2010, are you not going to levy that tax? You can't pick and choose like that. ELAP should not be singled out as the only only reason to increase a millage. I guess all of you were surprised in November in more ways than one.
Marilyn Smith echoed those comments.
We voted for this, as was stated earlier. We taxed ourselves. How dare you take our right away that we voted in? If we want to raise money for ELAP, we'll raise money for ELAP. You cannot go around just changing things willy-nilly because you don't want a tax increase. We voted on it. But then again, hell, we're only taxpayers.
At the end of the day, Commissioner Rose Ferlita said she wanted to clarify where she stood on the issue. She reiterated the fact that she did not want to raise taxes, but is hoping that the county's economic staff can find a way to still pay for ELAP.
Some of us, including myself, expressed a reluctance in looking at millage and raising the levying more of a millage rate. And I did that simply because I wanted to be sympathetic in these times to our constituents. But at the same time, when he made the reference that this, of course, would get in the way of our ELAP program, I remember very well, I believe it was in May of 08, that I was the proud maker of the motion that put the ELAP referendum on the ballot in 08. So obviously I don't want one to conflict with the other.
But Commissioner Jim Norman said that if the board wanted to act on behalf of the public, they should not ignore Amendment 1, which Floridians approved back in January of 2008. The measure tried to minimize property tax increases by doubling the homestead exemption and capping any tax on non-homesteaded properties by 10%. Like Ferlita, Commissioner Norman said he'd basically like to have it all.
So I agree with you, Commissioner Ferlita.
Yeah, that's
but I want to try to accomplish both initiatives that went to the voter. One, exercise ELAP, but the other also to be creative enough on fee-based programs, option programs, that we do not have a property tax increase.